This is Dr. D. Sitaram dictating the medical progress notes on EDDIE, Cunningham, CUNNINGHAM. Date of examination 1/25/2013. Date of birth of the patient 6/15/1941. Eddie Cunningham, a 71-year-old African-American female, came to my office with complaints of lightheadedness. However, she denies any syncopal episode. There was no associated visual disturbances. There was no recent head trauma or history of falls period. Patient has been on anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient denies any active bleeding in the body. Patient also denies palpitation or chest pain period. Patient denies taking sublingual nitroglycerin period. Patient also complains of running nose and upper respiratory infection, for which she completed the antibiotic as well as Zyrtec D period. There was no history of fever with chills period. Systemic review, patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted period. Allergies, patient is allergic to cephalexin, C-E-P-H-A-L-E-X-I-S. Physical examination showed a overweight patient weighing 236 pounds, not in acute distress. Blood pressure today initially was 158/97. After rest for 15 minutes, a repeat blood pressure was 137/84 period. GLP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed mild cardiomegaly. Pacemaker back in the left upper chest. Regular heart sounds, a systolic murmur grade 1/6 was best heard at the apex, suggestive of mitral regurgitation. There was no S3 gallop. Occasional ectopic beats are present. Respiratory system examination was clear. There was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure. Abdomen was soft. Extremities showed no pitting edema. Patient has a tender right knee, secondary to arthritis period. Paragraph and electrocardiogram showed pacemaker rhythm, underlying atrial fibrillation and isolated PVC period. Impression 1, dizziness and lightheadedness. Number 2, recent upper respiratory tract infection. Number 3, essential hypertension. Next number 6, sinus syndrome. Next number, atrial fibrillation. Next number, status post permanent pacemaker. Next number, cardiac arrhythmia with PVC. Next number, arthritis. Next number, arteriosclerotic heart disease. Next number, hypo-HYPO-thyroidism. Next number, hypercholesterolemia. Plan of treatment 1, I advise the patient to have a CAT scan of the brain, in particular because of patient's warfarin, anticoagulation use, and unexplained lightheadedness. However, patient wants to wait. If no improvement in next couple of days, aggressive workup is planned, period. Next number, there were no neurological signs at this time, period. I also advise the patient to increase the water intake and the low salt cardiac diet period. I also advise the patient to have a holder to determine the frequency of the PVCs. Next number, medications at this time include L-thyroxine, 88 micrograms once daily, warfarin, 10 milligrams one day and 9 milligrams on the other day. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams once daily, isosorbide, mononitrate ER, 30 milligrams once daily, losartan HCT, 100 over 12.5, one tablet daily, etanolol, 25 milligrams once daily. Patient will be re-evaluated in 2 weeks' time and on a PRN basis. Period. Thank you.